Kellogg's Pep.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal with the prize in every package, invites you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
It is nearly noon, and in a luxurious big city apartment, a heavy-set man wearing an ornate lounging robe is just finishing breakfast while glancing contemptuously through the morning mail. He pauses at one letter, scans it with an expression that is half sneer, half snarl, and finally slams it down.
Well, Devlin, I've been honored by another letter from that noble friend of nature, Mark Trail.
Trail? The conservation guy?
Precisely. The fool who seems to think my fishing column is detrimental to the aims of conservation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was the guy who said your motto is the only reason for fishing is to get as many fish as you can, any way you can.
Well, this time he says he gave me fair warning, and now he's going to fight me. Start an all-out campaign against me.
What are you going to do about it?
Start a campaign against him in my column. Why, I'll make him look ridiculous, like a jealous hick photographer. The fool. Trying to tell me about fishing with all the prizes that I've won.
Yeah, you sure won them all right.
That's enough of that kind of talk, Devlin. I won, that's all the readers have to know.
Okay, okay.
Yes, I'm telling you, Devlin, when I get through with Mark Trail, he'll be the laughingstock of the whole country.
And so starts another exciting adventure for Mark Trail.
And if you'd like to hit the adventure trail, help build up strength, help build up energy, help build up strong bones and steady nerves with that famous build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Whole wheat in its most delicious form, toasted flakes. That's Kellogg's Pep. Now, don't get me wrong. One serving of Kellogg's Pep won't make you a giant of strength. But a serving of Pep with milk and sugar day after day will help you build up strength, energy, strong bones, and steady nerves. Things that come in mighty handy when you hit the adventure trail. You see, each serving of Pep provides more vitamins than you'll find in any other ready-to-eat wheat cereal, including a full day's need of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. And mark this, every package of Pep also packs a prize. A super prize that I'll tell you all about before the show is over. Meantime, just remember, if you want to hit the adventure trail, ask your mother when she goes shopping to bring you a package of Pep. That's Kellogg's Pep.
Early afternoon finds Mark Trail and his young friend Scotty just returned from a trip to town. Having stabled their horses, they pick up the provisions they've brought back and head for the house. Scotty is almost hopping with angry impatience.
Hurry up, Mark. I want to look at the paper and see if that Ames guy made any more dirty cracks about you in his column.
There's not much doubt of it, Scotty. He's been riding me hard for a couple of weeks now. He knows that by knocking me, he's knocking the thing I stand for, conservation.
These readers must be pretty dumb.
Oh, it's not that. They probably don't know much about fishing. And Ames keeps reminding them that he owns a tackle firm. Brags about the prize-winning fish he's caught.
So they think he really knows the score.
Uh-huh. Then he says, grab all the fish you can. And incidentally, use my heavy tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on. Let's get these bundles inside.
Okay. Golly, he's a skunk.
No, no, Scotty. That's not a nice thing to say.
About a guy like Ames?
About the skunks. They're really pretty good citizens.
I apologize. Now, let's have a look at that paper.
The column's in the back somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Ah, here it is. It's The Limit by Ellerby Ames. Hey, listen to this.
What now?
A challenge to Mark Trail.
Oh?
I challenge Mr. Trail to a contest of action instead of words. If he dares, let him come to Lake Winoka for 2 days and see which of us can catch the most bass in that period of time. If he refuses the test, then my readers will know what to think.
Pretty clever. That really puts me on the spot.
Why, Mark?
If I refuse, everyone will think I'm afraid of him.
Well, then...
But if I accept, then I'm agreeing with him that the best fisherman is the one who can brag about the longest string of wasted fish.
Well, you never thought of that. Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Now get it. Mark Trail speaking.
Hello, Trail. This is your dear friend, Ellaby Ames.
Ames? Well, what can I do for you?
I'm up at Lake Winoka now, ready for the contest. Are you going to accept my challenge?
No, I'm not.
I didn't think you'd have courage enough for a showdown. Thank you, Trail. I'm sure this will convince a lot of readers. Goodbye.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
I have a challenge for you. Instead of the most bass in 2 days, suppose we see who can catch the biggest one and limit it to smallmouth bass taken on an artificial lure.
Well, you're just trying to worm out of it.
Oh, huh? Not at all. You always say the man who catches the most fish will naturally catch the biggest, right?
It's always worked that way for me. And I've won.
Yes, I know. So, do you have courage enough for a showdown, Ames?
All right, Trail. I can make a fool of you just as well this way. Oh, one more thing. You happen to know an old character named Riley who runs a little country store near here?
Yes, I know Tim. He's a fine man.
Friend of yours, huh? Good. And you won't have any alibi. He'll judge the contest.
Fair enough. Tomorrow evening, I'll pitch camp across the lake from your place. I'll meet you in Tim's store at 9. And the next morning, we can start fishing.
Good luck, Trail. You'll need it.
Wow, look at that bass jump, Mark.
Uh-huh. I think that was his last run. Yes, he's coming in easily now. Hand me the net, will you, Scotty?
Here you are.
I got him.
Say, he's a beauty. You going to keep him?
No. I think the one in the bag trailing behind the canoe is a little bigger. Let's put him back.
I'll do it.
Don't forget to wet your hands before you touch him.
Oh, I won't. Okay, fella, back in the water. Look at him go.
Well, Scotty, we've been up since dawn. It's after 11 now, and I'm hungry. Let's start back to camp.
Okay, but we'll come out again this afternoon, won't we?
No, sure. But you can't expect much action between now and the evening.
So that reminds me, we still haven't seen that Ames guy today. Isn't that sort of funny?
Yes, you'd think any fisherman would be out during the morning. Especially in a contest like this with reputations at stake.
He sure acted cocky last night at Mr. Riley's store.
Yes, he seemed mighty confident.
The way he kept making fun of you. I'm surprised you didn't sock him.
I was tempted, Scotty. But I think he'd claim I did it to get out of the contest.
I suppose so. Listen, isn't that a motorboat?
Yes, probably Ames.
Yeah, here comes around the point. Boy, that's a big boat.
And too big for this kind of fishing, I should think.
It's heading over this way.
Uh-huh. If he doesn't change his course, he'll only miss us by inches. Hey, veer off, Ames.
He's not going to.
Crouch down the bottom of the canoe, Scotty. We're going to get a rocking. Throw your weight to the right. Now back. Steady. That's all right now.
Gee, I'm soaked.
Did I get you a little wet, gentlemen? I'm so sorry.
You nearly swamped us, Ames. That was a pretty stupid trick.
My apologies. By the way, where are all your fish?
Mark only kept one and put the others back.
Oh, that's right, Trail. You throw them back and I'll haul them out some other day.
You darn fish hog.
Don't forget, Trail, we'll meet at Riley's store tonight with our biggest fish of the day.
I'll be there.
But I can tell you right now, Trail, you won't have a chance.
Here's Mark Trail.
Why, evening, boys.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Tim.
Hello, Mark. Well, it's a nice-looking fish you have. How are you, Scotty boy?
Fine, thanks, Mr. Riley. Gee, there's a lot of people in the store tonight.
Who's this contest between Mark and that big-headed blabbermouth Ames that does it?
Glad it's bringing your business, Tim.
They do a lot more talking than buying, I'll tell you that. They're not a real fisherman in the lot. If Ames wins this contest, he'll swallow his stuff hook and all faster than any fish ever did.
Yeah, so will too many others, Tim. Well, how about weighing today's entry?
Oh, that I will. Scales are all ready. Let's see now. Here. Your attention, please.
Hold it.
Mr. Trail's fish weighs 5 pounds and 11 ounces.
Well, that's a lot bigger than I ever landed, but Ames has caught larger ones.
A fine fish, Mark. No price, Winnie, to be sure, but...
Well, Riley, say...
Well, what is that you've got there, a minnow? Is that little thing your big fish of the day, Trail?
That's it. Where's yours?
My man is bringing it. Come on, Devlin.
Yeah, coming.
There it is, gentlemen. A real fish.
Holy smoke, Mark. Look at the size of that.
I am. But that's not all I'm looking at.
Huh? Oh, I get it.
Tim's seen it, too.
Mr. M.
Huh?
You wouldn't be thinking of entering this creature in the contest, would you?
Well, of course I am. This bass weighs close to 8 pounds. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about two kinds of bass.
Huh?
Now, you agreed the contest would be for smallmouth. This is a largemouth. They generally run bigger.
Smallmouth? But, well, this is...
Maybe Mr. Ames doesn't know the difference, Tim. Scotty, suppose you tell him.
Why, sure. Look how the mouth extends back behind the eye here, see? And then the rope...
Oh, shut up. I know the difference. I just forgot the rule. It's a perfectly natural mistake.
Oh, sure it is. Especially since you're something of a large mouth yourself.
Now, you listen here, Riley. You better watch your step if you don't want trouble. As referee, you're supposed to be neutral.
My scales are neutral, and they'll do the judging. Me? Well, I'm neutral against you, as I'll frankly admit.
You'll be sorry for it, Riley. All right, let's go, Devlin. And as for you, Trail, remember the contest isn't over yet. Tomorrow night, the laugh will be on you.
Well, let's head for the West Bank, Scotty. Try our luck over there.
Okay. Besides, I want to get a closer look at that funny kind of rock sticking up out of the water about 100 yards offshore.
And that's Teepee Rock. The Indians had a legend that the spirits of the lake lived there.
Looks like a teepee, all right.
Hope the spirits give me luck.
No, you don't need luck, Mark. That bass you caught this morning ought to win easy.
Could be. Weigh a little over 7.5 pounds. That wouldn't be considered a giant in the South, but they don't come much bigger around here.
He's a beauty. Are you sure he'll be all right in that enclosure we built in the water by our camp?
Should be. Made it strong enough to hold a good-sized muskie.
Yeah.
And I want to keep him alive so I can release him if I catch an even bigger one this evening.
Oh.
After all, that might happen, Scotty, though I doubt it.
Me too. Anyhow, I bet Ames won't.
Tie up the canoe, Scotty. Then we'll get something to eat and stretch our legs before we go back out for the last bit of fishing.
Okay, I just want to take a look and see how your big bass is getting along. Mark, he's gone.
Gone?
Look, there's a big hole in the netting.
Scotty, this net's been cut.
And someone set him loose. Ames.
Of course. We can never prove it. Well, just have to try for another big one and a few hours left.
Oh, do you think you can get another as big, Mark?
Frankly, I doubt it, Scotty. But I'll do my best.
Attention, please. The final entry, Mr. Mark Trail, weighs 5 pounds, 14 ounces and a half. It's not at all bad, Mark. It's bigger than the one you had yesterday. Not that I wasn't hoping you'd do even better.
He did do better, much better.
He did? Well, where's the fish?
Forget it, Scotty.
Oh, this isn't fair, Mark. He caught a great big one this morning, only it...
Only it got away. It's always the way, isn't it, boys? Those big ones do get away.
That's not what happened to this one, Mr. Ames, and you know it.
Don't, Scotty. It sounds like an alibi.
Well, now, gentlemen, in this bag, I have a big one that didn't get away. Look there. Yes, and that's not all. This is just the biggest one. I have a whole bushel basket full of fish out in my car. There'll be plenty for all of you. And Mr. Trail will be so pleased that they're not wasted. Now, Mr. Riley, if you'd care to put this smallmouth bass on those neutral scales of yours.
All right, give it to me. Weighs 7 pounds, 10 ounces. Mr. Ames wins the contest.
Hey, Mark, that big one of yours, you said it'd go a little over 7.5 pounds.
That's right, Scotty.
Hey, you, that's Mark's fish. You stole it.
What? Are you calling me a thief, you little brat? Why, I'll give you the thrashing that you deserve.
I wouldn't try it, Ames.
Well, he'd better be careful. I suppose you put him up to it, though. And just how can you recognize my fish as the one you claim to have lost? Maybe you took its fingerprints.
You have the fish, Ames. You're the winner. Let it go at that.
Oh, you won't get out of this easily, Trey. I'm going to have this whole story in my column. You'll be a laughingstock all over the country. Why, I'll ruin you.
I suppose you'd try.
I'll do it. And what's more, before I leave the lake, I'll catch a bigger bass than this just to prove it. Come on, men. Let's go get those fish.
Yeah, come on, fellas. By the way, I think I'll call my column The End of the Trail.
Trembling with fury, Scotty stares after the triumphant Ames. Mark is grim, tight-lipped. He knows that because of Ames' trickery, he has lost far more than just a contest. And he can see no way to fight back. We'll continue in a moment, so stand by.
Yes, Mark has lost more than just a contest. And how about you? If you were in a swimming contest, say, could you find a way to fight back? Suppose you're on the edge of an indoor swimming pool waiting for the starting gun. Ready? Set? You're off to a good start. There are 10 long laps ahead. Good thing you've been making Kellogg's Pep a main part of your breakfast day after day. Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Wheat in its most delicious form. Toasted flakes. Ready to eat? Fun to eat. Wonderful with milk and sugar. Well, starting your ninth lap now. And the swimmer on your right is past you. Well, now's the time to fight back. To call on that powerhouse of food elements Pep has provided. The elements that help you build up strength, energy, strong bones, and steady nerves. Help you feel fit for fun. Fit for a race like this. With a final burst of speed, you streak ahead. Flap the side of the pool and win the race. Yes, it certainly pays to feel fit for fun. Pays to enjoy a daily dish of Pep. And remember, PEP also stands for prize in every package. A terrific prize, I'll tell you about soon. Meantime, mark this. You really feel fit for fun with Kellogg's Pep.
Outside of Tim Riley's little store, the rising moon makes the surrounding countryside seem as bright and cheerful as it is by day. But inside, the atmosphere is thick with gloom as Mark and Scotty prepare to leave.
Well, Tim, thanks for having faith in me.
Well, I know what kind of a man you are, Mark. Oh, but I'll never be able to convince those stick-headed boobies that you really won the contest.
Don't be too hard on them, Tim.
Well, why not? They laughed at you, and they believed everything Ames said.
Yes, and so will all the people who read his column, I'm afraid.
And just because he won the contest with a fish he stole from you.
That's a dirty shame. But I don't see any chance to pinning it on him now.
And neither do I. Anyway, we have to leave tomorrow morning. I guess we'll never even know how he manages to catch so many, fishing the way he does.
Oh, it has long been a mystery to me.
Well, Scotty, let's head back to our camp.
Okay, Mark.
Good night, Tim.
Good night, Mark. Try not to feel too bad.
And that's easier said than done, Tim. Well, Scotty, let's turn in. It's pretty late.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, okay, Mark. In a minute.
What are you looking at?
That light bobbing around in front of Ames's place, over there across the lake.
Oh, yes. Someone moving around with a flashlight, I guess. It's too far to see much, even with this moonlight.
Well, I'm going to go use the field glasses.
They're right there by my camera.
Yeah, I've got them.
I don't imagine you'll see anything very interesting.
No, probably not. No. Funny, though.
What's funny?
I think it's Ames who has the light. He keeps flashing it around in the grass. And he stops while the other man crouches down.
That must be Devlin, his man Friday. They probably lost something.
Hmm. They keep moving to a new spot, and every time they stop, Devlin seems to pick up something.
Huh? I wonder what... Of course. Night crawlers.
They certainly are.
No, Scotty. I mean those big worms that come out of their holes at night.
Oh, sure. You hunt for them with a flashlight. And when you see one, you have to move like lightning to grab him before he pops back.
That's right. And a hook with a couple of those big fellas squirming on it looks like a mighty tasty meal to any fish.
Hmm.
Even an old bass who's too smart to take a plug.
So you figure Ames catches all his fish with night crawlers. Then that's why he was so clumsy at plug casting.
Exactly, Scotty. And the terms of our contest were only artificial bait could be used.
Then even if you can't prove he stole your fish, you can prove that he cheated. Hey, they're taking the boat out.
What?
They're heading for the west shore. Now, what are they up to?
We were wondering how Ames could do so little fishing and still catch so many fish. Well, I think that mystery is going to be cleared up. Scotty, grab the camera and some flash bulbs. Come on, let's follow them. Come on, Scotty. Through these bushes. Move quietly now. They're on the bank just ahead of us.
What are they doing?
Quiet, you'll see that.
Hurry up, Devin. We haven't got all night. Why don't you help if you're in such a hurry?
Mark, look at all the fish the Devlin's hauling in. And all in one long line.
That's a trot mine, Scotty. Probably has 2 dozen gang hooks on it. All baited with night crawlers. That's how Ames catches so many fish.
That's illegal, isn't it?
Certainly is. What am I going to do? Come on. Get right on top of them. I'll take a nice picture for evidence and then jump them. Now.
What was that?
It's the cops.
Not the cops, Devlin. But you're both going to jail just the same.
Trail, you've been snooping, huh? You took a picture.
That's right. A picture that will prove what a lying sneak you are.
You give me that camera.
Oh, you come and get it, Ames.
No, I'll give you a fair chance. You put it down and fight like a man.
Why, it'll be a pleasure. I'll just put the camera over here where you can't.
All right, Devlin, grab the fishing knife and hold it on the kid.
Right. What? Out of the way, Scotty.
Watch it, Mark.
All right, drop it, Devlin. No. No, let go, Trail. I quit. Get the knife, Scotty.
Yeah. Hey, Ames, he's in the boat.
Ames!
Oh, too late, Scotty. There he goes.
No, golly, now he'll get away.
Now, don't worry, Scotty. He didn't get the camera. We have the picture, and we have his friend Devlin. Once we've presented our evidence, Mr. Ames' whole career will be finished.
Oh, that's good. But if you hadn't jumped Devlin...
I wouldn't have taken a chance on you getting hurt, Scotty. But I knew he'd have trouble handling the knife after those slippery fish.
Mm.
All right, Devlin, stick out your hands. You're going to be tied up in a nice little package for the sheriff. Bear left at Teepee Rock, Scotty. We'll cut over and tie up the canoe on the north shore.
Then what?
Then we'll get to a telephone and call the authorities so they can be on the lookout for Ames.
Wait a minute, Mark, listen.
It's a boat.
Do you suppose it...
Yes, it's Ames. He's coming back.
What for?
To destroy the evidence. And us with it. Head back for shore, Scotty, and fast.
Well, what's he going to do, Mark?
Run us down with his boat.
He'll be on top of us in a second. I can see the boat now.
And he can see us in this moonlight.
Well, my hands are still tied. I won't have a chance.
You won't have much anyway, but... Scotty, stop paddling for a moment and cut the cord. I'll keep right on going.
All right. There.
Well, thanks.
Come on, here he comes. He's heading straight for the side of the canoe.
I know. Grab your paddle again.
It's no use. He's got us. Ames! Ames, don't! No!
As Devlin screams with fear, Mark and Scotty exert every last ounce of strength in a desperate attempt to reach safety. But it seems impossible to escape the powerful boat hurtling through the water to destroy them. We'll continue in a moment. So keep listening.
Say, do you know what happens when you open a new box of Kellogg's Pep? You know what prize you get? A handsome, brightly colored plastic statuette, that's what. And there's one in each package of Pep. All told, there are 18 different subjects. Cowboys, Indians, football, baseball, and basketball players. All sorts of animals. Why don't you collect them? Trade them with your pals. Each statuette stands on its own pedestal, so you can set them up in toy villages. Ride them on toy trucks and trains. Move them around in games. And remember, there's no waiting, no box tops to send. And you don't have to pay a single penny extra. Just open your box of Kellogg's Pep, and there, in its own cellophane envelope, will be your statuette. Ah, you'll get lots of fun from it, too. And lots more fun from the marvelous malty flavor of Kellogg's Pep. So tell Mother to pick the package with P-E-P on the front. P-E-P for prize in every package. P-E-P for Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. That's Kellogg's Pep.
Hey.
Still, more than 100 yards from shore, Mark and Scotty paddle desperately as the big powerboat of the vengeful Ellerby Ames bears down on their slow and flimsy canoe. Their prisoner Devlin is frantic with terror.
We can't get away. He's coming too fast.
Scotty, turn the canoe straight toward him. Hurry.
Okay, Mark.
That'll give him a narrow target. Get ready, Scotty. Now, hard right. Lean into the wave. Back again.
Boy, that was close.
Oh, yeah, I'll say. Boy, I thought sure he was going to hit us.
So did I, but we're safe now.
Yeah, but not for long. Seems to be coming back. Head for shore again, Scotty.
All right.
Hey, he's turning around. Can't you go any faster?
No, we can't. We ship too much water.
Then we can't use the same trick?
It may not work, Scotty. We'll have to try. Oh, no. No, look. Look, the moon. It's going under a cloud in a second.
Yeah, it'll be pitch black. But Ames has us spotted now.
Sure, but he'll aim for the place where he thinks we're going to be. Paddle straight ahead, Scotty.
Right.
Then when I give the word, reverse your stroke. Backwater.
Okay.
Here he comes.
There goes the moon. Ready, Scotty?
Now, backwater. Hard!
Right.
Further.
He missed us.
Oh, golly, he came close enough to touch.
Hey, what's that?
Mark, what happened?
Teepee Rock. Well, he must have run right into it in the dark.
I hope he's killed.
Guess you didn't get your wish. I'll have to go after him, Scotty, and swim in the shore.
Okay.
You take the canoe in. And if Devlin tries any tricks, hit him with the paddle.
Look, you gave me a break. I won't pull anything.
Hold on, Ames. Hold on. I'm coming.
Well, the doc says he'll be all right except for that broken arm.
You should have let him drown, Mr. Trail.
Well, singing a different tune, aren't you, Devlin?
He tried to kill me, too, didn't he? He knew I was in the canoe. Besides, you were willing to give me a chance.
Not give anyone a chance in a spot like that, Devlin.
Well, maybe I can pay you back anyhow.
What do you mean?
You know that fish Ames won the contest with?
Yes.
Well, I'll go on record that it's really the big one you caught.
What?
That's right. I helped him steal it.
I knew it, Mark. Even with his trot limes, Ames couldn't beat you. That makes everything perfect.
Well, looks like we've accomplished even more than we set out to do. It's strange, isn't it, that Ames should have cracked up on Teepee Rock? I told you about the Indian legend, that the spirits of the lake live there.
Oh, you don't mean you believe that, Mark?
I don't know. Ames robbed the lake, and Teepee Rock gave him his reward. Rather odd coincidence, don't you think, Scotty?
Hey, Mark, I just got an invitation to spend a few days at Camp Shawnee.
Shawnee? The summer camp Steve Andrews built.
Yeah. Can I go?
Of course, Scotty. And have a good time. I only wish I could go with you.
But on Friday, Mark does go to Camp Shawnee in answer to Scotty's frantic call for help and runs a desperate race against death. Tune in same time, same station on Friday and find out what happens to Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail.
Remember to tune in then on Friday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail, and Ben Cooper is Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Don Hughes, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.